We leave you this afternoon with another remembrance of Eunice Kennedy Shriver. Since she died on Tuesday, many, many tributes have poured in, but we wanted to share these thoughts from someone whose life Eunice Kennedy Shriver transformed when she founded the Special Olympics for People with Mental Disabilities. 31-year-old David Egan was born with Down syndrome. He's competed in the Special Olympics since he was 8 years old, and this week we visited David and his mom, Kathleen, at their home in Vienna, Virginia.
Welcome to the Egan family household.
I'm going to my room where I go and just look back from all the years that I have participated in Special Olympics. And you're going to see some Special Olympics medals, gold, bronze, and silver, more than I could ever count right now.
About 500 of them.
Almost 500, I can say exact.
He did swimming, then speed skating.
And then from there, I was into other sports like soccer, ice skating, and softball. And I also do bowling as well, too. I'm just one of many who are involved in Special Olympics. It's always been great to me. I call it a family. I call it a home away from home. And it's pretty great how Eunice Kennedy Shriver made that happen. A few media shows talked about that Eunice Kennedy Shriver was in the hospital in Cape Cod. I didn't know how everything was going to turn out. I remember when I was getting ready to go to work that morning, my mom came to my room and talked to me about it.
I said, David, put on the news, Eunice passed away. She went to the finish line and she won the gold medal.
And that she earned it. She's always been there for us. Thank you, Eunice Shriver.
You're a good guy, David. We're proud of you.
That's Special Olympian David Egan and his mom, Kathleen Egan, remembering Eunice Kennedy Shriver. Our program is directed by Kate Davidson and edited this week by Martha Wexler. Martha, thanks very much for your help. The staff includes Phil Harrell, Alice Winkler, Petra Mayer, Selena Simmons-Duffin, and Zoe Chase. And we say farewell and best of luck today to our intern, John Asante. Rick Holter is our senior editor, and our senior producer is Matt Martinez. That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Have a great week.